Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties, says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
On a rough road, riding high.
I like pie.
Through the mountains, climbing, twisting, turning, further from my home.
You didn't build that.
Young, like a new moon rising, fierce.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive. I was born free. I was born free. I was born free. Born free. Born free. Free like a river.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind. You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. Now remember, shipmates, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford, and we must not afford it. We must not pay for it. We must not have it. We have a very, very, very busy news day today. I mean, this is just, I mean, it's nonstop. I don't know how much we're going to get through today. Honestly, God, I really don't. And I digress like a freaking madman. So, we have got to lift our jib and get this damn freedom ship underway. Okay, we are officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors. All right. Now, before we get to the scuttlebutt of the day here today, and forgive me, I'm a little bit out of breath, because when I hear music, I got to get up and dance. It's just the way it is. Well, that song, Born Free by Kid Rock, I don't know what happened. The producer did this. There's a couple of skips and stuff in here, so I guess I got to go back now and redo this myself because it sounds like crap. But anyway, I hear the music, and I got to dance. Now I'm out of breath. Well, let's get going here. Obama's approval numbers are now at 59% in the disapproval. Well, I'm not a real big poll guy. Especially when they ask 1,000 people and say that this represents all of America? Well, 59%, I want to know who the hell is this 40%, 41%? Well, we have one of those 41% on here today. We've got a lot of sound bites today. We've got a lot of them, and we've got to get through these all. But how these liberals can actually go out there and defend this president's weakness, defend his absolute lack of leadership, I mean, that is just beyond all comprehension. Cannot figure it out. I can't even come close. There is no way that I can physically connect the dots together. I don't understand it. So let's get this first cut out of the way. This is this dingbat this Kirsten Powers. I'm not a real big Bill O'Reilly fan. I don't know why. I watched it again last night, but it wasn't very much. This woman here just turns me off. But what she was saying, I said, man, I've got to play this tomorrow. I just could not believe. I mean, look, it's pathetic. If you can't see that this president is weak, and has been weak since the moment he put his hand on that Bible and screwed up his swearing in, if you can't see that, you can't see his lack of leadership. You can't see any of this stuff. You need to stay out of the conversation. You're not qualified to have a conversation about something you do not understand. That's the problem with liberalism. You don't need to understand the facts. The facts! 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 Truth? Evidence! Who the hell is this guy over here talking about facts and evidence? What the hell's the matter with you, you big hater? Facts. Yeah, facts. You know, things that are true versus things that are stuck in your head because you watch television and you listen to your little college professor. Let me tell you something about these college professors. And now, this isn't about every college professor, but it's far too many of them. Most of these knuckleheads are only a college professor because they can't get a job anywhere else. And these people, oh, well, that's a college professor. They don't lie. They're smart. They got a piece of paper with their name on it. Yeah, I got a piece of paper with my name on it, too. Now what? So let's get this first cut out of the way. If you haven't lost your breakfast already, your bacon and eggs are just about to come up.
That's a memo. Now for top story tonight reaction. Join us in Washington, Fox News analyst Kirsten Powers. How do you explain the 53% number, Kirsten?
Well, it's actually pretty consistent from the same poll when they asked them in November. You saw a similar gap between saying that he had strong qualities of leadership, which actually is slightly different than saying that he's a strong leader, and his approval rating.
What?
So it's roughly the same gap.
Roughly the same gap? What the hell are you talking about, you idiot? This Kirsten Powers, I'm sorry, but what a... And you know that these people are just saying that. Well, why? Well, because we can't. I'm in the Democratic Party, and if I say anything negative against the Democratic Party, well, then I won't be invited to any more parties. I won't be able to go to any more little clubs. I'll be ostracized from my little friends. If somebody's going to ostracize you because of how you believe, they're not your friend. Number one, you got to think for yourself. You can't think on party lines. I don't give a damn what the stupid party says. Look, one thing about conservatives, well, maybe not so much the politicians, but the people, the actual conservative people in the country, which, if you go by the polls, most people in this country, and have been forever, consider themselves much more conservative than they do liberal. That's number one. These are what I call made-by-TV Democrats, and my mother is one of them, and I love her. And if you listen to Democrats who say, oh, they vote Democrat all the time, bop, 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 bop. Democrat, Democrat, can't vote for them Republicans. Well, they're racist, and they're haters, and they're this, and they're that. They're just regurgitating what they hear on that stupid television. Which, let me tell you something, shipmates. The television is not exactly the most reliable source of information. But these made-by-TV Democrats, and if you listen to them, a lot of them, when they start talking, they have a lot of conservative-minded thoughts. But they try to turn it around as if it's a Democrat thought. It's not. But because the television says that Republicans are haters, they're trying to take health care away from women, because we hate women. I mean, those penile challenged creatures, good God. Ah, they're just hideous. Yeah, I mean, you have to hate them. We just hate everybody. Hate everybody, hate everything. Hate, 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 hate. Let me tell you something. When people talk about nothing but hate, they're talking about themselves. They're not talking about you. Especially when you have somebody blaming you for being a hater. How am I a hater when I'm professing freedom for everybody? How is that hate? Well, because you're not going along the lines of the Democratic Party. And if you don't believe everything the Democratic Party says and you don't follow their little rules, then you're a hater. It's just the way it is. How you can defend this this president, Kirsten Powers, any of you Democrats, at least with the conservative people, what I was trying to get at earlier, at least the conservative people, the American people, the conservative American people, they will turn on their politicians much quicker than any Democrat will turn on their politicians. They just won't. It's not about turning on your politician or sticking up for your politician. It's about sticking up for what is right, not the goddamn politician. Stick up for what is right. Don't stick up for the Democratic Party. Don't stick up for the Republican Party. Don't stick up for the politician. Stick up for what is right. Stick up for the Constitution once in a while. Maybe if you liberals would read the damn thing. Oh, you can't do that. I don't know what the hell she was talking about. Well, he has qualities of leadership versus being an actual leader. I mean, what does that mean, qualities of leadership? Leadership qualities versus actually being a leader. I mean, what does that mean? Well, I got leadership qualities. What does that mean? Seriously, what the hell does that mean, leadership qualities? Don't you think everybody has a certain amount of leadership qualities? I would think. This president doesn't have any leadership qualities, Ms. Powers, you idiot. And then even Bill O'Reilly tried to ask her, and of course she couldn't give an answer. They're never going to give an answer. If they give the truth, they're going to expose themselves. That's why the truth and evidence and facts and this kind of stuff, those are dirty words to a liberal. We can't have that. All right, let's get this second cut out of the way. This is guaranteed. If you haven't lost your bacon and eggs now, this one.
I think that he's been a good leader, because that's an entirely different question. I'm saying that I think when a lot of Americans are asked, does he possess qualities of leadership, they think, does he have some qualities of leadership?
What is that?
He's a good orator. He's somebody who's good at, he's somebody who has, turned the economy around. He's somebody who they feel, well, that's not true. The economy is turning around, and I think a lot of Americans feel that they are. Yes, it is, Bob.
No, and I'll prove it. Median wage is down and continues to fall. That's the economy. How much you're earning.
It doesn't matter. No, there are a lot of other factors in the economy. For example, the real estate market turning around. I mean, there are other factors in terms of the unemployment rate dropping. There are things that you could say that point to the economy turning around, but that's not what we're talking about.
No. I am sick and tired of this mantra. They just go out there and they just tell you that it's rosy and you're just supposed to accept it. And the more that you hear that it's rosy, well, then you're just going to naturally believe that it's rosy. Really? Tell that to the 91.5 million people that are out of work and have been out of work since this son of a bitch took office. Tell them how rosy it is. Go to their house for dinner one night when you see nothing on the table. Tell them how goddamn rosy it is. The unemployment rate is only going down because those people that were collecting unemployment insurance, the unemployment insurance ran out. And so did their jobs. Figure out the numbers there, Ms. Powers. 91.5 million out of work. Or underemployed. What's the difference? I mean, if you're working at McDonald's for minimum wage, when you used to be a lawyer, you're unemployed. Tell that to these people. 91.5 million people. Now, we have what? Roughly 325 million people in this country? Well, not every one of those are qualified to be in the workforce. There's a lot of babies, a lot of retired people. So 91.5 out of probably, I don't know, maybe 250 million people, roughly thereabouts. That's a hell of a lot more than 6.7%, Ms. Powers. Can you add? Can you subtract? Well, no. Obviously, you can't. Mathematics to a liberal. Mathematics to a liberal is very confusing to them. That's why they invented Common Core. Has anybody seen any of this Common Core? You know you've heard me talk about it. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, about the Second Amendment. It's all part of Common Core. They're rewriting history. Those are your children going to these schools, and these teachers are rewriting history. They're lying to your children. And now your children believe it. And when you tell them that they're wrong and you show them that they're wrong, you're a hater. And I've got a lot of friends in the theater. Let me tell you something. In the theater, there are liberals. And they're blind, every single one of them. Flat refuse to acknowledge the facts. Flat refuse to acknowledge the evidence. You show it to them. Nope, that's not it. Nope, that didn't happen. What do you mean it didn't happen? Right there's the evidence. It's right here. No, that didn't happen. And when you call them on it, it's your fault for calling them on it. See, because Democrats are right, everybody else is wrong. That's the way it is. It's settled, damn it. It's settled law. Democrats are right, everybody else is wrong. When has a Democrat ever been right? Give me one policy that the Democrat Party has put into place in this country in over a century that has been beneficial to the American people. Give me one. You can't. Oh, Social Security? Well, that's a good idea. That's been beneficial to the American people. But was that before or after the government bankrupted it, like they did with Medicare? Social Security is a good idea, but when the government mismanages it, takes the money, borrows it, pays for other things, doesn't have enough money to put it back, more people are collecting on it that are putting into it, how do you expect it to stay solvent? You don't, and it won't, and it can't, and it isn't. But yet our policies are great. Yes, oh yes, we make the great policies. And for this president to be a good orator? First of all, I don't find his delivery, his rhythm of speak, I don't find that, well, first of all, it's irritating. I can't pay attention to it. It's boring. It's disingenuous. It's pathetic. It is boring. He's not a good orator. That's not a good speaker. Speakers don't use teleprompters. Good speakers speak from the heart. They don't speak from a goddamn piece of paper or out of a teleprompter. You got to speak from the heart. You're going to be a real leader, Miss Powers. You got to be able to speak from the heart. You got to be able to think from the brain. What the hell is she talking about? Oh, he's a good orator. Oh, well, somebody can go out and give a good speech. Well, that's leadership qualities for you. A speech. A speech. This is leadership. As long as you can give a good speech, well, then that's leadership quality for me. Damn right. Ah. How does that equate to leadership, given a speech? First of all, he's not a very good orator. I don't know where you people get this from. R-S-E-P-C-T? Corpsman? And that's leadership. That's a good orator, reading from a teleprompter. And the economy? Oh, the economy's turned around. You didn't know that? Ah, those 91.5 million people out of work. Ah, so what? They didn't want to work anyway. You know, food and all that stuff is overrated. These people don't need to have a quality of life. They don't need that swimming pool. They don't need a boat. They don't need to take their family out to the movies every once in a while and enjoy themselves. They don't need to have actual meat on the table because it kills animals. Makes you a killer. Unbelievable. All right, I've had enough of this bimbo today. I can't take any more. So let's get to the scuttlebutt of the day here. Now, this one here. I mean, my God, I swear to you, I'm going to lose it today. I lost it yesterday, and I'm going to lose it again today. Massachusetts. Good God Almighty. a judge literally steals a child away from the family. And that's exactly what you did, judge. And I got your name. I'm going to be blasting you, mister. What you did was horrible. Steals a child legally. Takes away the child from the parent. Let's get into this. The family of Justina Peltier. You've heard this. I'm sure you've heard this story, but we're going to cover it again. A 15-year-old girl is now in the center of a battle between two states and two prestigious hospitals. Is now devastated because the Massachusetts judge, what the hell is this idiot's name? Joseph, I think it's Joseph something. This guy's a creep. This guy should be removed from the bench immediately. What the hell is his stupid name here now? Joseph Johnston in Massachusetts. If you're in Massachusetts, you vote for this son of a bitch again, shame on you. Shame on you. Any sense about you? That governor had any sense about him? Anybody had any sense about it themselves in Massachusetts, which most of you do not? But if you did, you would make damn sure that this judge is removed from the bench. Furthermore, the son of a bitch needs to go to jail for a while. You don't steal kids from families. You don't do that. How this father kept his composure, I don't know. He's a bigger man than me because I wouldn't have. Lou Peltier, that's the father, tells Fox News that the Bay State bureaucracy has aligned against his family from the very beginning. I wonder if they didn't find out in the records, which we do know now, that when your child goes to school, let me see if I can find this. This is all part of the Common Core Agenda 21. Agenda 21, Common Core, it's all part of the same stuff. It's all coming out of the same stew. It's absolutely, I mean, this is just what they're doing to this country. Here it is. Why they are doing it, what this liberal agenda is, I don't particularly understand it, and it's dangerous to me. We are turning our country into just a big giant target. Speaking of targets, well, we'll get to that a little bit later. This is a problem with these liberals. You can't stop. I mean, it's just I'll never get anything done with these people. But this is what, when you send your child to school, you think they're going to be getting an education. Well, they're not. They're going to be getting an indoctrination. Not only that, these teachers, this is part of their curriculum now, part of their job, where they have to gather information and put into your child's file so they can send to the government, so the government knows everything about your child and you as the parent. They want to know the child's health histories. You don't need to know the health history unless the child's got some kind of something that the teacher needs to know about. So in case the kid starts acting up, she knows that the kid needs medication or whatever. Diabetic seizures, I've seen that. I don't know if you've ever seen anybody go through a diabetic, I guess, fit, whatever it is. But it's kind of scary. And I saved my buddy's life because he told me about it a week before. And I didn't think anything about it. And what he needed, I didn't know that's what happened with diabetes. I was in college. I was 18. I didn't really know too much about diabetes. Well, I very quickly learned that day. But you don't need to know the health histories. The income of the family. Why would you, as a teacher, need to know the family's income? Because if they're rich, well, then we've got to target them. But if they're poor, well, then we let them pass, whether they completed the work or not, because we can't discriminate. Yeah, we can discriminate against stupid people. If they're not going to learn, they don't deserve to move ahead. If you refuse to learn the material, you do not deserve to pass. And if it means you don't graduate high school and we have hundreds of thousands and maybe even millions of kids that don't graduate, so be it. Look, you kids have no one to blame but yourself. You get no sympathy from me, but there's no excuse why the school needs to get your family income. Your voting status. Why do they need to put this in your child's file? And you think this is a joke? I'm making this up? This is all hyperbole? I'm just hot air. Well, go to your child's school. Prove me wrong. They have a file on your child. A voting status. That's important. What you can't teach a kid, you can't teach him how to add and subtract unless you know the family's voting status? Or is that to help you target the haters? You know, those people that like freedom. The blood types. Well, if the kid needs, you know, loses a lot of blood, needs a blood transfusion in the gym, okay. But I think that most people in this situation, most teachers anyway, when they see a kid bleeding profusely, they're going to call like an ambulance or something, and they can take him to a hospital to get a blood transfusion. There, they can test the blood right away and find out what kind of blood he's got. So you don't really need that. Oh, premature birth. They've got to find out whether this child was born prematurely or not. Yeah, that'll help. That'll really help in the child's education, that the teacher knows that this kid was born premature. Birthmarks, that's important. Bus stop arrival times, yeah. Bus stop arrival times, why is that? So they know if your mommy or daddy takes the bus so they can follow them? Is that what it is? Extracurricular activities, they must know this. What does your child do out of school? Does he play sports? Is he music and art? What does your child do out of school? Huh? Does he take gun safety courses? Is that what he does? Does he go hunting? Is that what he does? Well, we've got to find this information out. We've got to put it on here. I tell you, damn hunters. Yeah, if it wasn't for hunters, mankind would have never evolved in the species we are today. Not for nothing. But, in any event, we can go on for hours, but there's over 400 data points. It's supposed to stay with the students till they're 20. Important information. Got to have this information down here. Can't educate the kid until you know what the father and the mother vote. Go to your child's school. You doubt me? Test me. Go to your child's school. Find out what they're doing to your child. Find out what they're actually teaching your child. This Agenda 21, look it up. Go on YouTube. Just type in Agenda 21. Type it in. You'll see some videos in there. You are going to be amazed. This is no longer, again, this is no longer in the planning phases. This is deep, deep into the execution phase. I've got a town just two towns away from me. 5-10 minutes away on a car. It's one of the first cities here in New York that's doing this Common Core or Agenda 21. The whole point of this Agenda 21 is to put everybody in these little government pods, these government-made ghettos, high-rises. Putting all these people in just a few square acres here, a couple square miles. Everything out of that little government-mandated ghetto is for the animals. You're not allowed to go there. You can get thrown in jail for that, yeah. Stuff is real. Check it out. Now, getting back to this creep judge, which I wish this guy, if he was brave enough, I know he's not listening, and I know that nobody in Massachusetts that knows this judge is listening. But by some strange, bizarre, cosmic intervention, and you do know who this judge is in Massachusetts, tell this son of a bitch to give me a call. I want to speak to this little coward. I'd like to have a conversation with this man. I don't want to have it face-to-face because I'm sure that I'm going to end up in jail. He's going to end up in the ER. I'm going to end up in jail. So we better do it over the phone. This is the kind of stuff that we can't have in this country anymore. And if we don't stand up against this, it's going to continue. And it's only going to get worse. And if it means you got to stand up and you got to say a few choice words, that's right, you do. Speak from the heart. Civility. Yeah, civility is great. Everybody wants civility. But civility can only work for so long. After a while, you got to start slapping people. You got to get their attention. You got to let them know you're not going to do this anymore. What happens to a bully when he keeps picking on you? Well, he keeps punching you. He keeps kicking you. He keeps pinching you, pulling your hair, spitting on you until you eventually wise up and punch a son of a bitch in the nose. So the Massachusetts Department of Children and Families took emergency custody of Justina on Valentine's Day. Oh, that's a show of love. This was in 2013. Over a year ago. Imagine losing your child for a year and you just get little visitation rights. How would you feel? I wonder how this judge would feel. They took away his kids. Obviously, he doesn't care about kids. So it probably wouldn't matter to him. So on Valentine's Day, the Massachusetts Department of Children and Families took emergency custody of Justina after Doc Tufts Medical Center, which has been treating her for a rare condition. And doctors at Boston's Children's Hospital clashed over the cause of her medical problems, which included difficulty in eating and walking. They say at Tufts, Justina had been treated for mitochondrial disease. A rare genetic disorder that affects her cellular energy production. So she doesn't have enough energy to get up and do a lot of things. When Justina began experiencing some gastrointestinal problems, the Tufts doctor treating her, Dr. Mark Corson, wanted the girl to visit Dr. Flores at the Boston Children's Hospital. Dr. Flores has been treating Justina before, and Corson thought that it was beneficial for the young girl to see this guy, a gastroenterologist. She's got a problem with the gas, go see a gas doctor. I mean, it seems to be perfectly logical to me. I mean, what the hell do I know? I'm a goddamn conservative. I don't know anything about logic. I'm not a doctor. What do I know? I didn't win an election. I don't know anything. Justina was taken to the Boston Children's Hospital, but because she arrived by the ambulance, she was taken directly into the hospital's emergency room. Now, this is where the story really starts to spin out of control. So far, the family's saying, okay, my daughter needs to see a gastroenterologist, or whatever the hell, I can't pronounce it. She's sick. She wants to get better. This doctor here has been treating her. The new doctor that she's being sent to, he's been treating her. So they think at this point, okay, we're just going to go back to the other doctor, and maybe we can find out what's going on here. They're doing everything they can to treat their daughter, take care of their daughter. They're doing what a parent is supposed to do. But this is where the story really spins out of control. She's in the emergency room, and a resident refused to send her to Dr. Flores. Why? Well, we don't know. He declared that this was his case. Really? Wow, as long as he declared it, he must be a king where they can just declare things like Obama does. Another delay to Obamacare. I'm the king. I declare it. I decree it. It's settled. He said the unnamed resident. Why is he unnamed? I want to know who this resident is. I want to know who this doctor is. I'd like to have this guy on my show, too. I'd like to ask him a few questions, or her. He said the unnamed resident then called upon a psychologist, which psychologists... Oh, for God's sakes, please do not get me started on that. I don't. We can't. Called upon a psychologist who diagnosed Justina with a, I guess how you pronounce it, somatoform disorder. I don't know what the hell it is. I've never heard of it. I don't know anything medical terms. I don't know. See, in my mind, if I don't know medical terms, it means that I don't have it. If I don't know any of these medical names, that means that I don't have it. In my mind, I know it's stupid. It doesn't make any sense. It's not, there's no real logic. Mind over matter only works so much. I know. But just the way it is. I don't like hospitals. I don't go anywhere near hospitals. I don't like them. I hate walking into them. I hate the smell of them. I hate seeing people all bloodied up and guts and gore and blood all over the place. I hate seeing sick people. I just don't like hospitals. I can't go anywhere near them. I don't even like to walk near them. But the psychologist who just in just a few short hours, 25 minutes I think it was, just happened to diagnose her with this disorder. Now, as far as what I know, and I did a little bit of research, it takes like 2 or 3 years before you can actually physically diagnose somebody with this particular disorder. You can't do it in 25 minutes. That's according to all the experts. Now, am I an expert on it? No. I'm quoting them. I'm not quoting me. So if they're wrong, then they're wrong. But it only kind of makes sense to me. So here this psychologist speaks with her for 25 minutes. Oh, you got this. A mental condition in which a patient experiences symptoms that are real but have no physical or biological explanation. Well, sometimes Mother Nature throws a couple of curveballs at you. And just because you're a doctor, you could even be the best doctor in the world. Doesn't mean you know everything about medicine. Doesn't mean you know everything about that human body. We probably only, as much as we really know, we probably maybe know, what, 10% of the human body? There's different diseases. We probably have diseases in us that kills. We don't even know about it. Never been found. But the family quickly rejected the new diagnosis, psychiatric, but I said psychotic, because it is psychotic. And wanted to bring their daughter back to Tufts, which was the original place that the daughter was. He claims the hospital tried to force the parents to sign papers preventing them from seeking another opinion. Now, how the hell can you do that? I mean, that doesn't even make any sense. Why would there even be a piece of paper out there that says, here, you must sign this. You can't seek a second opinion. What the hell are you talking about? I can't seek a second opinion. It's your body. You can seek as many opinions as you want. That's not a legal form. That can't be legal. Why would that even be a form anyway? Why would there even be a need for a form like that? Why would there be a need for a form like that that you cannot, and if you sign it? So what happens if you do sign this piece of paper? It prevents you from seeking a second opinion, and you do actually seek a second opinion. What happens? You go to jail? Huh? You get fined? Are you really a threat to society for getting a second opinion that you need to be thrown in jail for this? You need to be fined for this? Somebody's got to help me out with the logic of that one. You can't, because there is none. But I bet Kirsten Powers can come up with a good excuse. Temper's flared. Well, yeah, my temper's flaring right now. It's not even my kid. I don't even know these people. But again, This kind of stuff happens to one person. It happens to us all. And if you think, oh, well, that'll never happen to my child. That'll never happen to me. Really? You think maybe that this family here thought that that would never happen to them? Yeah. But it did. When they pull this crap, they don't pull this crap just on one person. They pull it on us all. We are all brothers. We are all sisters. We are one big, giant family. That's called Americans. That's what we are. We are a family. We come in every size, every shape, every color, every religion, every sex. We are one. They pull this crap to one person. They pull it to us. And we're going to stand back and just let them do it. Well, I'm going to find a way to see if I can get this dark. I mean, they're not going to come on this program. They'd never do it. But I'm going to try it anyway. I'm going to give it that college try. And if, again, by some strange chance that anybody is actually listening to this, either live or archived, doctors to give me a call. You tell that resident to give me a call. You tell that judge, which we haven't got to yet. Wait till we get to him. I want to speak to these cowards. I want to speak to them. I want to find out just exactly why they did what they did. So after tempers flared between the Peltiers and the staff at Boston Children's Hospital, the hospital then notified the state that they suspected the parents of medical child abuse. How, medical child abuse? For what? Wanting to get the best medical care for their child? That's child abuse? The girl was kept at Boston Children's Psychiatric Ward. Why would this girl need to be in a psychiatric ward? For nearly a year. A year! This 14-year-old girl has got to go into a psychiatric ward because she has a disease that doctors can't figure out what the hell it is. So that means she's crazy. And she's got to be removed from her parents and put in a psychiatric ward. Girl in a psychiatric ward, they belong in the psychiatric ward. And that's not hyperbole. That's fact. Kept in the psychiatric ward for nearly a year, but was then slated to be transferred to another state facility. The family, which vented its anger in various media interviews, well, do you blame them? How would you feel? Hampered efforts to have her placed as near to them as possible. Well, of course, they want to see their daughter. That's their daughter. Wouldn't you want to see your daughter? Wouldn't you want to see your son? Well, yeah, we had you for 14 years, but you're sick, and just we don't need to see you anymore. Just go ahead. Go. Just stay in that psychiatric ward. You'll be all right. You're in good hands. She is currently now at the Wayside Youth and Family Support Network facility in Framingham, Massachusetts. There's never been a complaint about this family regarding her daughter or their daughter prior to this. The complaints have been when the DCF, which was that hospital, decided that they didn't smile at them correctly. Well, that's what it is. These people have egos. And if you don't walk in and start kissing their ass, well, then, well, you're a hater. And we're going to persecute you. We're going to punish you. You must be punished. Bad. Again. I know I sound like a broken record, but again, trickle-down tyranny. That's what it brings. Tyranny brings tyranny. Freedom brings freedom. Happiness brings happiness. Sadness brings sadness. You see how this all works? Huh? That's how it works. Everybody's happy and you walk into a room, well, you're going to naturally start to be a little happy. But you walk into a room where everybody's sad, you're naturally going to turn sad. You walk into a room where everybody's a tyrant, well, you're going to turn yourself into a tyrant too. Simple human psychology. Maybe if this psychologist would have understood that, maybe this girl would be in the right hospital, maybe at home, convalescing as an outpatient. So the father said that the judge, this Joseph Coward Johnston, let me repeat his name again, Joseph Coward Johnston, you are a coward, judge. You're not a judge. I can't call you a judge. Judges don't act like that. You're a creep. So the creep, Joseph Coward Johnston, ignored the testimony of his daughter's original doctors. Well, you can't listen to doctors. What the hell do they know? Ah! Who stand by the diagnosis of the mitochondrial disease. In more than a year since the ordeal began, the Peltiers have only been allowed hourly visits each week with their daughter, so they get 1 hour a week. Boy, that's awful generous of them. Boy, can you believe that? They give them a whole hour a week. Each week. Well, hey, you can't argue with that. That's, I don't know what the hell these parents are complaining about. You get to see your daughter for an hour once a week. What are you bitching about? The daughter's condition, they're saying now, has deteriorated. Of course it has. This girl is scared to death, I guarantee you. And so would you be. Removed from your family and put into a psychiatric ward. All because some goddamn resident had a bug up his butt that day. And these parents didn't kiss his ass. Well, you're lucky I don't see you right now, Mr. Resident, because I wouldn't kiss your ass. I would kick your ass. And somebody's going to do it out there. And I hope to God that I'm there to see it. And guess what? I'm not going to intervene. I'm not going to get in the way, and I'm not going to stop them. I mean, I don't know what the hell else to do. Civility doesn't seem to work. I guess the only thing that works is you smack somebody over the head with a brick. Is that what we have to do now? I mean, do we really need to resort into violence to get our point across? Do we really? I'm going to go ahead and say no. I'm going to go ahead and say that we don't need to go down that road. But I'm also in the same breath going to say that if this continues, it's not going to be a choice. People are going to naturally do it. Again, simple psychology. Pushing people. When they have enough, they're going to rise up and push back. That's what happens. That's what will happen. So all you lefties out there who think you're living on high on the hog right now, you got, oh man, we got all of our liberal agenda. Oh yeah, everything is rosy. Beware. You're going to pull this crap to the wrong person, and that person's going to have a bug up his butt. And then you're going to have his boot up yours. And well-deservedly so. The point is, you don't have to be a tyrant just because our president is. That's the hourly visits a week. Well, that's... Think about that. Think about if you can only visit your daughter because of a judge who didn't understand the situation, because of a resident who had a bug up his butt. What would you do in that situation? What would you do? How would you feel? Think about it. Seriously, think about that. They say that she has deteriorated. Of course she's going to, her symptoms are going to be getting worse. It's from the mind. This girl's scared to death. She doesn't have the activities like she used to. Her parents used to take her out. They would, you know, take her, ice skating and playing different sports. They tried to keep her as active as they, possibly could. She would go to school. She would do this. She was being treated, but she still was living a life. She was an outpatient. Now she's an inpatient at a psychiatric ward. These are the times in her life These are very important times in a child's life when they get 13, 14, 15 in that teenage. That's a very important time in their life. And when you're screwing with this girl, she's going to be messed up if she gets fixed, if she gets healed. She's going to have some mental conditions now. She's going to have some problems later down the road. And you residents and you judges and you hospitals, you did this to this girl. You're killing this girl. And if she does die because of this, you should be tried for murder, period. That's exactly what it is. It is murder. Tuft was working fine with her, the family says. Diagnosed medically, she's going to school, ice skates, does all the things that a normal kid would do. And they look at her now, and she's damn near a goddamn vegetable. Because the parents didn't smile enough, didn't smile correctly to the resident. I'd love to have a conversation with this resident. Piece of work, I can guarantee you. Good God Almighty. So this creep, Joseph Coward Johnston, acting as a judge. Well, he's not acting like a judge, because if he did act like a judge, he wouldn't have been doing this. But he was sitting in the judge's chair, sitting on the bench, probably wearing a robe, too. Probably looked pretty. His ruling leaves it up to the State Department and children and families to decide whether or when Justina should be returned to the family, and leaves open the possibility the girl will be in a state care until she turns 18. Even though she's not cured, as soon as she turns 18, then she can leave. The judge, but she's not a judge, the coward, is expected to revisit the decision to award permanent custody in a follow-up court hearing on May 25th. No, that needs to be done now. This was the comments. This is what the judge, this is what the original comments, this is what he said. That there was no progress by the parents. No progress by the parents. What do you mean by no progress by the parents? I don't understand that. They did everything they could for this girl. Every time she got sick, they took her to the doctor, took her to the doctor, took her to the doctor. They kept her active. They kept her going to school. Kept her taking to doctors, getting more tests, more this, more that. What more progress do you need, Judge? And now, here's another thing. The judge claims that she was misdiagnosed. Claims that the girl has a mental condition, not a medical condition. Really? Do they teach medicine in law school now? Is that what they do? Huh? So once you become a judge, it's like, well, you get all these separate, you know, special powers and knowledge and experience and leadership qualities. All you got to do is win an election and all this stuff comes right to you. Here this judge is. He knows more than the doctors. He's a judge. He won an election. These doctors didn't win an election. They went to college. Okay, you're halfway there, but you didn't win an election. So you don't have any power. You don't have any rights. I do. I'm a judge. I got a robe. I'm in charge. I won an election. Nobody knows more than me. And claims that there's allegations of verbal abuse. Well, when that resident took away my child, yeah, I guarantee you the overwhelming vast majority of fathers out there in this country is going to have a few verbal abuses. Quite possibly a whole bunch of physical abuses, too. This stuff is real. When you start taking away your children away from parents, yeah, they get a little uppity. Try taking a cub away from a mama bear. See if she doesn't verbally abuse you. Bears are animals. Human beings are animals. We're mammals. We share a lot of traits. We're still the same. We look different. We act different. We speak different languages. We eat different foods, but we do protect our young. I don't know how these people can do that. How somebody can take away somebody's child, unless there is actual physical evidence that the child is being beat up. There's no evidence of that. There's nothing, nothing in here whatsoever to suggest that these parents didn't do everything they possibly could to get their daughter the best medical care. And yet they lose her because the parents didn't smile correctly. Probably they found out that they didn't vote for Barack Obama. So they've got to be a hater and they must be punished. In the meantime, the father said that his family is appealing a decision in which Coward Johnston backed the Boston Children's Doctors and said the family's attorneys have filed a writ of habeas corpus against Massachusetts for wrongful imprisonment. Well, good. You need to put the judge on there. You need to put the resident on there. You need to put a lot of people on there, psychologists. You can't diagnose this within 25 minutes. This is according to the experts, not according to me. Just unbelievable, this stuff. And it's not once in a while. It's every day. Every day we got to report crap like this. I mean, I know this election coming up, but it's much deeper than that. It's much deeper than just this election. Just because you think you're going to vote in conservative-minded people into office doesn't mean this stuff is going to go away. It's not. The government will not do it. Whether they have the power to do it or not is irrelevant. The fact is they will not change this stuff. This is up to us. We must demand better from our leaders. We must demand this kind of stuff, these kind of judges. That we must demand that these judges be removed from the bench. We have got to hold people in power accountable. And if it means we got to impeach them, then fine. But eventually, you start impeaching a little bit. Eventually, you're going to get people go, wait a minute, I'm not going to go ahead and do that because I don't want to lose my job. So I'm going to follow the Constitution. I'm going to pull my head out of my ass. And I'm going to start using logic. And I'm going to pay attention to the facts and the evidence. This has to come from us. We have to do this. Look, if we have to change our culture, there's only one way that we can change our culture. And our culture right now is all kinds of messed up. But the only way to change the culture is we must first change our mindset. Our mindset must be that this kind of stuff, you want to talk about zero tolerance? This should be zero tolerance. We should have zero tolerance for this. Zero tolerance for cops who are not qualified to fire a firearm because they can't tell the difference between a cane and a rifle. We do not need these cops beating a man that barely spoke English to death in front of his wife and daughter. And as the man is lying there in a pool of his own blood and isn't moving because he can't move, he's probably in a coma at this point, if not already dead, realize that the mama is videotaping it. Don't move, sir. Don't go for my gun. Don't move. Don't move. Yeah, that's really going to work in court, pal. Yeah, because you say don't move. Stop resisting. The guy wasn't moving. We, as American citizens, must demand more from our leaders. And we must hold their feet to the fire. We must hold them accountable. And if they screw up, I don't care if you like them or not. I like a lot of these guys, but they screwed up. Daryl Issa, I love you, but you're fired. What you did was inexcusable. I don't give a damn what your reason was. You allowed this president to get an open checkbook. He's already got a magic pen. All he needed was that checkbook, and you gave it to him. Mr. Issa, you did a very bad thing. Very disappointed in you. You let the country down. All of us down. All of you. John Boehner, yeah, I got a couple things from him today, too. Yeah, okay, fine. He goes out there and says a few things, gives out a tweet, gives out a speech. I can do that, too. I can get on Twitter. I can give a tweet. I can give a speech. I can give a hell of a better speech than Obama can. What do speeches get? What do you get from a speech? You get a job from a speech? Huh? You get a meal from a speech? You did? Wow. Damn. Why don't you give me one of those speeches? I could use a meal right now. I'm hungry. I could also use a job, as a matter of fact. So why don't you give me a good speech so I can get that job that I want? That's no joke. I need a job. So give me a speech. I want a job. No more speeches. No more tweets. Don't tell me what the hell you're going to do, goddammit. Do it. Anybody can say they're going to do something. Don't worry about that, honey. I'll get to it next week. Don't worry about that. I'll get to it. And they never get to it. All right. Let's get this going here today. Let's open up my treasure chest, see if we can plunder any booty. All right. First thing out of the box, this is what I was just talking about. John Boehner versus Harry Reid on this health care delay. I mean, this is just so many. I mean, I'm at a loss of freaking words here, man. I can't explain this. The president says one thing. Harry Reid says one thing. The Health and Human Services Secretary, old Kat Sebelius, she says one thing. John Boehner says another thing. Is anybody in government talking to each other? Is anybody in concert with each other? Does anybody talk to each other? Anybody work together? Everybody just comes out and gives a speech. Sends a tweet. GOP breaks their pledge to America. Well, Jesus, first of all, that pledge that they made, they broke that the very moment that they made it. So, I mean, I don't even know if I even want to read this stupid story today. We got a lot of stories. I don't think we're even going to get to half of them today. But what we don't finish today, we're going to finish tomorrow. We're going to finish all of it. We got a couple of cuts on Donald Trump talking about Mr. Mom Jeans with that stupid comment. And, yeah, let's get into that right now. Let's get into this right now. I wanted to get into it later, but since we're here, let's just do it. Where is it now? I know I had it somewhere. Up, 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 up. There it is. This is Donald Trump. He was on with my girl, Greta, which I love Greta. She's my girl. Donald Trump, I'm not too big of a fan. You know, sometimes I wish he'd shut up. Just go play with your little casinos and go, I don't know, build a high rise, do whatever. But he has the right to speak. He has the right. He's got a freedom of speech, the very First Amendment in our Bill of Rights. So he has the right to speak. And he's right. A lot of times he is right, but a lot of times he's obnoxious. But it doesn't matter. The point is, when somebody says something right, somebody says something correct, it must come out. When they say something bad, it must come out. So the whole point is, it doesn't matter what you think of Donald Trump. I don't have a problem with Donald Trump. I don't hate the guy. If I met him, I'm pretty sure I'd get along with him. But I don't want to hear this stuff from Donald Trump. I want to hear this stuff from people in Washington. I want to hear what he says from the president, even though Donald Trump's talking about the president. But Donald Trump shouldn't be the one saying this stuff. That's my point. And he's right. So let's get into this. This is cut number one of Donald Trump on Greta last night.
No. It's one of the dumbest statements I've ever heard by a president. And I don't mean just the president of this country. I have never heard a statement like that. I was watching and I heard it and it was like, I can't believe he said it. He just put a big target on Manhattan. And I think it's one of the dumbest statements I've ever heard a president make. I don't know if...
Now, it's my fault. I should have premised that cut. And I didn't. So it's my fault. My bad. I must be punished. Put me in a psychiatric ward. Yeah. But he was talking about Mr. Mom Jeans claiming that Putin is weak. He's weak. Putin is weak. Obama plays with his pens on the golf course and takes a vacation. And Putin is weak. Yeah. Right. But he was talking about his, quote, about he's more concerned about New York City getting hit with a nuclear bomb. Well, I'm wondering just exactly how deep did he have to shove his fist up his ass to pull that out of? Was it to the elbow, or did he have to go all the way up to the collarbone? What does that even mean? Come on. Where did that come from? Look, I know you were tired. You had a long trip. But, I mean, what does that mean? Let's get this second one done here. We got a whole bunch more to go to today. I'm running out of time. So go ahead and go with the second.
Even go deeper with him.
Well, he's not a natural leader. It's very hard for him to lead. He never did it before in his life, and it's very hard for him to lead. But when he starts talking about nuclear weapons going off in Manhattan, where you have millions and millions of people, I mean, all you're doing is saying this is a target, do it here. It's so incredible that a president would make a statement like that. I'm not the only one that feels that way, by the way. There are many people. They couldn't believe he said it.
The overwhelming vast majority of the world, not the country, Donald Trump, but the world sees that. And he's right. And Kirsten Powers, Barack Obama is not a leader. What has he led? Well, he lowered the economy. Or he boosted the economy. What, with that stimulus package? Huh, sweetie? All those shovel-ready jobs? Show of hands, who got a job from a shovel-ready job from this stimulus package? Anybody? No, you didn't. So how did he boost the economy again, Ms. Powers? Oh, that's right, he lowered the unemployment rate because all the people collecting unemployment insurance, well, that unemployment insurance ran out. So to a Democrat, well, look, 6.7%. The unemployment rate's going down. Meanwhile, the amount of the percentage of people who don't have a job or are underemployed is rising. But the economy's rebounding. It's booming. See, that's how they get you. They just tell you it's good. And you just have to, you know, because somebody tells you that it's good, well, you're naturally just going to believe it. Well, they said it was good. I mean, they wouldn't lie. They're on television. You can't get on television and lie. Really? All right, continuing on inside my treasure chest here. Boehner, McCarthy, and Cantor are now joining forces with the left to defeat conservatives. Yeah, it's a big meeting, and they're going to be on an island in Florida. They're all going to go there. Lavish resort. Oh, I'm sure they're going to. Oh, yeah. Steak tartare and champagne. Well, if we don't get to that story today, we're definitely going to get to it tomorrow. But it's disgusting. Half the navigators in Nevada, Harry Reid's state, half of them, over half of them, have undisclosed criminal backgrounds. They didn't report it, and they still got a job even after they found out that they didn't report it. Now, I've had many jobs in my many years on planet Earth. And every job application that I thought they asked you, were you arrested? Were you for this? Do you have a felony? Do you have this? Bop, 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 bop. And if you lie, guess what? You immediately get fired. But if you're part of Obamacare, no, you get hired. We don't need a background check. Look, come on. These criminals aren't going to be looking at people's personal information, like their bank account numbers and their addresses. Nah. Their credit card numbers. Nah, they're not going to be looking in that. They're not going to be doing anything like that. Look, they paid their debt to society. They're out of jail. They're never going to commit another crime again. This Obamacare is one of the biggest crimes this government has ever inflicted on the American people. And it is a crime. 50 million people out of work. Or 50 million people out of insurance. They build a website and all they want is $7 million. When 90% of that $7 million, which are never going to get to $7 million by the March 31st, which is in just about 4 days, 5 days, whatever. But most of them are people who already had insurance that lost their insurance because Obamacare kicked them off their other insurance because they didn't have abortion care. Yeah, but I had, you know, chemotherapy care, which is what I need because, you know, I've got this thing called cancer and I need my chemotherapy. Well, that's the wrong kind of insurance and you can't have wrong insurance in this country. You must have that free abortion. Yeah, but I'm a male. Doesn't matter. You must have an abortion. You don't need chemotherapy. What you need is an abortion. That'll cure you. That cures everything. You got more on the stupid Supreme Court women. These, all three of them. All of them. That Ginsburg, that Ruth, just that old bat. I mean, my God, the woman can't even speak anymore. What the hell is she doing on the Supreme Court? I think the woman died about 20 years ago, for Christ's sakes. Jesus, God. And then when she does speak, I mean, if you can make out anything that the woman says, I mean, it's gibberish. It's garbage. The woman is a basket case. She's a moron. She's an idiot. And these people in the Supreme Court. Ruth Ginsburg, please, for God's sakes, go away. You have nothing important to say. You never have. And I think that was George H.W. Bush that put her in there. That was a mistake. No, he put in somebody else. I can't remember. It doesn't matter who put her in. The fact is, she's in, she needs to go out. That Sotomayor, she's in, she needs to go out. That Kagan, she's in, she needs to go out. All the other ones. Actually, I mean, oh God, we're never going to get this right. Well, I mean, we could bitch about these people all day long. There's too many people to bitch about, so let's keep moving on. Now we got a Muslim. I seen this story yesterday, and I was going to get to it yesterday, but the sex offender tried to kidnap a four-year-old girl is excused because of cultural differences. This is in Australia. See, what it was he said to the judge, well, in my country, this is accepted. You can do this. It's no big deal. It's the way it is. Just part of our culture. Oh, it's part of your culture. Oh, okay. So I understand. It's part of your culture. You didn't know our laws, and we understand. No. I don't care if it's in your – if that's your culture in your country, well, then you need to move back to your country. You don't bring that to this country. You don't bring it to any country. They're trying this crap in the United States, too. They've been trying to get that Sharia law to allow Sharia law, those people that believe in this stupid Sharia law, that they can honor kill their daughters and their wives. They can do whatever they want to. Because it's part of their culture. Well, look, religious freedom, I believe in religious freedom. Comes to anything regarding children, when it comes to anything regarding killing, raping, killing, any of that stuff, I don't care if that's your religion. If that's your religion and you can find a country that will put up with it, you need to move to that country. You can't do it here. And any judge, anybody, any cop, anybody, any prosecutor, anybody would allow these people to do the things that they do. In this country, and they're trying this. This has been a couple of years ago. And they're going to keep trying. Sharia is moving farther and farther west. They're all over. What's going on in the United Kingdom? Good God! Unbelievable. You don't believe me? Tell you what. Here's what you do. I got two programs here. You know I've talked about these guys before, but this is what you do. You get on here. Blog Talk Radio. You know how to get on it because you're listening to this program right now. Typing in the CAPT, which is me, you're going to type in Radio-Jihad. J-I-H-A-D. Radio-Jihad. There you will hear Vito Esposito, the Mamma Mia No Sharia show. You're going to find out what's going on, not only in the United States, but in the world. You got to know this stuff. I know it sucks, and we got to take the time and we got to learn. But we got to learn. So that's what I want you to do. Do some homework. Don't just take my stupid word for it. This stuff is real. Let's see, what else is about this guy? Well, we'll get to him later. Right now, I just can't stand pedophiles. They make me sick to my stomach. They do, literally. You do not mess with children, period. Why do people think it's okay to do that? How could you do that? My God, it just makes me sick to my stomach. I got my breakfast right here at the top of my throat. Just thinking about it. I can't know. I don't know how to get to that level. I don't know how anybody can get to that level. And if you do get to that level, you have no business being in society, period. All right, now let's get to this jackwagon, John Boehner. This guy's a bonehead. Nimrod Reed. God almighty, these people. Aren't you tired of hearing these people's names? Don't you get tired of hearing Boehner and Reed, Pelosi, Dum-Dum, Wazir, and Schultz? Don't you get tired of hearing these people? Don't you think, America, it's time for a change? We get some new names in here? Can we get some new names? I'm sick of these names. I'm sick and tired of hearing these names. But the Obama administration has now made another delay with his magic pen, because he can do so. He's a king. He can decree anything. He can change the law. Yeah, you don't know that. It says it right here in the Constitution. He's got executive order power. Which, that clause for the executive order power, not exactly an executive order power. But George Washington, from George Washington on to this knucklehead, they all think because, I'm the president, I've got to have certain power. Yeah, you do need to have certain power. But you can't have all the power. You understand? You can't do certain things on your own. There are some things you can do unilaterally, but not everything. And once a law is passed and put into law, you cannot change the law unless you go through Congress. See, because Congress is the only ones who writes the law, not the EPA, not the ATF, but Congress. That's how it works, Mr. President. Now, you supposedly are this big, giant constitutional scholar who was nothing more than a guest speaker that rarely showed up. And if you've heard this man talk about the Constitution, which they've removed a lot of those videos because they don't want anybody to know that this guy's an idiot. But he is, and we all know it. But if you can find some videos on this man talking about the Constitution, you will be absolutely floored. You cannot believe the amount of ignorance out of this man. And he was a constitutional scholar. He's not a scholar. He's not a professor. He's an idiot. He's a con artist. He's a pimp. All consumers who have begun to apply for coverage on healthcare.gov but who do not finish by Monday will have until about mid-April to ask for an extension. See, what it is they know that they're not going to ever get to the numbers that they need, and that the 5 million that they're claiming now is nowhere near 5 million. Those are numbers that they just used. They love using numbers, don't they? Don't you love it when a Democrat quotes you a number? Actually, government, not just Democrat. Republicans do it too. Every time I hear the government quote me a number, immediately, I don't believe it. And I can't. I cannot believe any number that any government official gives me. What the problem is they don't have anybody signing up. They don't have the youngins signing up because they're still on their parents' insurance policy until they're 480. They can't find anybody to sign up for it. They want to get the 50 million to sign up for it, but the 50 million that didn't have health insurance were people who didn't have jobs. How do you expect people to get into health care and pay for health care when they don't have any goddamn money? Jesus Christ, Obama, did you not think about that? No, of course you didn't. It wasn't about that. It was about taking total control over the American people. And this is a thing that government has been doing for well over a century. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if all this stuff didn't start the moment that we enacted our Constitution. This has been going on for a long time. Now it's in overdrive. This president has put this tyrannical movement within our government into overdrive. I mean, it's full speed ahead, man. Full speed ahead. And now we're doing everything we can to combat it. Well, we can't combat it because they've hit us in so many different directions while we were sleeping. We didn't know any of this stuff was going on. This was before the internet. This was before, you know, cable television really got really big. I mean, it took off for a while, but cable news really didn't start getting going in early 90s, and it got really, really, really big, really quick. And then the internet started coming in. And then, you know, the mid-90s, the internet got really big. All this 24-hour news here and there, we got clips, and then Facebook comes on, you know, everything that's going on. So government doesn't like that. That's another reason why they want to limit the internet. Because too many people are finding out too much information, and the government doesn't like that. Well, these social sites that you go on, now, they are a great and wonderful tool. They can either be used properly, or they can be used improperly. It all depends on how you use it. But to take it away, that's theft. They're taking away, again, your rights, your freedom of expression. Imagine that. You're not allowed to express yourself. You can't tell anybody how you feel, because if you do, that would be offensive and you would have to be punished and removed from society. That day's coming. They don't like the internet. They don't like cable news, unless it's MSNBC or CNN. Then it's okay, because that's the right hand of the government. That's a spokesperson for the government. Well, they don't like that. They don't like the fact that the American people know this information about them. They hate that. That's why they hate the Tea Party. That's why they hate people on the right, because the people in the Tea Party actually pay attention and they get informed. How many people were informed of that stupid Occupy Wall Street? Not one. Because if they would have realized what the hell they were protesting, these idiots, they were protesting themselves. Their party. Wall Street and the Democratic Party are virtually the same thing. Wall Street and the Republican Party. Wall Street and government. It's the same thing. You don't think Barack Obama was in bed with Wall Street? How do you think he got elected? Huh? You think all those illegal aliens voting for him 3 or 4 times, you think that's what got him elected? No. 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 It helped, but no. No. Wall Street. We are experiencing a surge in demand and are making sure that we will be ready to help consumers who may be in line for the deadline to complete enrollment. They don't have anybody signing up because there's nobody, one, that can afford it. The 50 million people who didn't have insurance, they can't afford it. They're not signing up. These people didn't think about that. They don't know what the hell to do. No one's signing up for the program. They know the real numbers. The numbers they tell you are not real, but they know the real numbers. That's why they keep delaying it. You put out more delays, eventually more people might sign up. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And now we have this big, giant mandate, which means you have to do it, but that mandate's been taken away, and all you got to do is claim that you tried to get on, but you couldn't. Okay, so then again, what now is the point of this health care? Why did we tear down and destroy the greatest health care system on planet Earth to make it mandatory, then to take away the mandatory? 50 million people who don't have insurance, and they're not signing up because they can't afford it. What did we do? Who did we help? Who did we help? Well, we helped the Democrats get reelected. Well, now they're finding out that this system doesn't work, and now they want to get reelected in 2014, so that's the only reason why they're doing this. So how many people out there, and I'm sure there's a lot of them, Democrats, will say, well, he gave me an extension. That's you know, George Bush would have never given me an extension, so I think I'm going to vote Democrat this time. Way to go. Way to go, Mr. President. Thank you for that extension. I mean, none of this stuff doesn't even make sense. I mean, this man contradicts his own self. He contradicts his own laws, his own thoughts, his own feelings. He's just one big contradiction. That's all he is. He's a contradiction dressed in a suit. And could please, with this guy with that blue tie, he's been wearing that damn thing for 5-6 years now since he came in office. I'm sick of it. Every time he gives some stupid speech, you know, an important speech, he always wears that blue tie. Is that the only tie you got? All right. Now, first to the crybaby here. We all know that this extension, and John Boehner is right. He's going to lose his job in 2014 because he doesn't deserve it. He lost it. He lost his job. It's not so much that we're going to take it away from him if we have anybody smart in Ohio, which, don't get me started. I love Ohio, but I love Massachusetts too, but I love San Francisco, but a big but on that one. I don't know who's got a brain in San Francisco, but there isn't very many of them. I mean, when you're going to vote for somebody like Nancy Pelosi, I mean, Jesus Christ, you can't get any dumber than this woman. You can't. Every time she speaks, the goddamn air gets stupider. That's how dumb this woman is. She walks into a room and all the intelligence just escapes. Just goes into a big black hole, like it sucked up that airliner. Just sucks up all the intelligence of the room. Her brain is a black hole. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if that Flight 370 wasn't inside this woman's head. Speaking of which, yeah, that is devastating. It does look now that it is more and more likely that the plane did crash in the southern Indian Ocean. They did find a debris field. It's very difficult to get there. So again, our hearts and prayers go out to these families. But John Boehner was responding to the administration's announcement about this other delay, and you can wait till mid-April to do this, because they don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to get it implemented, and they can't implement it. The law itself is I can't even say the word, but it can't be implemented. The law itself won't allow the law to be implemented. Well, let's fix it. Fix it. It's unfixable. What's to fix about it? Nothing in it works. Okay, fine. Pre-existing conditions. I can understand that. I think most people can understand that. And I'm sorry, insurance companies, but hey, look, when people pay you, and when something goes wrong, you have to pay them. That's a contract you sign. But their insurance companies don't ever want to pay out. They want you to pay them, but they don't want to pay out. Well, that's too bad. If you don't like that insurance company, you need to find another business to get into. I don't feel sorry for you. It's a risk, yeah. But paying into you, and they get and they need to claim insurance, you can't keep raising their rates because they needed insurance. That's what insurance is for. You need to pay them what you promised them, what the plan was, and no screwing around with them. So, yeah, are there bad insurance companies out there that do screw with the people? Yeah. 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 Should they not be allowed to practice the way they practice their insurance? Yeah. Yeah, these are some good things. But you can't do it in the way that they did it. You can't force people to buy anything. You cannot force people to buy anything, and that's another reason. Now you've got all these religious groups out there now that are claiming, hey, wait a minute, in our religion, whether you're religious or not, these particular religions. Now, I respect religion. I'm not a real big religious guy, but I do respect people's religious beliefs. Why? Because we have it in our Constitution. I'm a constitutionalist. You know, I don't care what you believe in. You can believe in whatever you want to believe in. Look, if it gets you up in the morning and keeps you going all day, who the hell is anybody else to tell you any different? I can't tell you what to believe. Believe whatever you want. That's your business. That's your right. And if your belief is that contraception and abortion is against your whatever religious beliefs for whatever reason, then why should you be forced to pay for something that you don't want that goes against your religious beliefs? Huh? I mean, we can't force these prisoners in Guantanamo to eat pork. These terrorists, the people that killed Americans, we can't force them to eat pork. But we can force the Catholics to pay for abortion care and buy abortion care and contraception and whatever else that they demand that they must have. Can't have that chemotherapy. That's a life-saving drug. Can't have that. We're not going to pay for that. But we'll pay for your abortion. That'll cure you. So the speaker gets up here in front of everybody and acts big and tough. And blah, 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 blah. You know, I don't even know why I'm even going to play this, but I have to show the contrast between John Boehner and Harry Reid. We have to do this. So shut up and just play John Boehner. You probably heard it yesterday anyway. So go ahead, play it again.
Finally, last night brought us a yet another delay of Obamacare, another deadline made meaningless. You know, he hasn't put enough loopholes into the law already. The administration is now resorting to an honor system to enforce it. The hell is this, a joke? This is part of a long-term pattern of this administration manipulating the laws for its own convenience. And it's not hard to understand why the American people question this administration's commitment to the rule of law.
Do you see now, Mr. Boehner? Do you understand now, Mr. King, Mr. McConnell, Mr. McCain, Mr. Graham, all of you? Do you understand now, Mr. Boehner, why it was so important for you to stand up and hold the line? You had the government shut down. You didn't shut it down. They shut it down, but it was over Obamacare. You had the American people on your side. All you had to do was stand the line. You were given the most perfect opportunity, a platinum platter, studded in diamonds, the most perfect opportunity to fight and actually get something accomplished and fight back to this bully. Stand up to this bully. And when I say bully, I'm not talking about just the president. I'm talking about liberalism, period. Progressivism. Progressivism is not progressive. It's degressive. You don't believe me? Just take a look. Take a look at your neighborhood. Take a look around you. Pay attention. You had the perfect opportunity to fight. You had the American people on your side. Obamacare was just coming in and had all kinds of problems. It still got problems. All you had to do was hold the line. But no, you couldn't wait to surrender. And Mr. McConnell, don't give me this nonsense. You didn't know that you had this multi-billion dollar goddamn pork sandwich in there so you could build some cockamamie bridge in your state. The whole purpose for shutting down the government was overspending. So what does this guy do? He opens the government back up with a multi-billion dollar pork sandwich to build a bridge. Well, I'm sure that bridge is probably going to be very beneficial to Kentucky. I'm sure that it is. It's probably a great idea. But when you have the government shut down because of overspending, you don't spend another God knows how many billions of dollars to open the government back up. What was the point of you? What was the point of you guys even standing up? What was the point of you even allowing the government to be shut down? Why didn't you just surrender at the very beginning? What the hell did you accomplish? You understand now, Mr. Boehner, why it was so important for you to stand up and fight? And I told you this at the very beginning in October, and I have it archived, so don't sit here and tell me that I didn't. Everybody told you this. Everybody knew this was going to happen. We knew as soon as a government, as soon as a Republican said, nope, this is it, this is our, we're going to fund the government with this, and it does not include Obamacare. We knew that they were going to surrender. It was only a matter of time. And what did they do? They surrendered. What was the point? What was the point? I don't know. What was your point, Mr. Boehner? What were you doing? What did you accomplish? Huh? Oh, you gave a good speech. Oh, wow. This is why it was so important. And we told you that this was, Obamacare was, the longer Obamacare stays, the harder and harder and harder it's going to be to get rid of it. So it tells me that, it seems to me, now, maybe it's just me, maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist, maybe I've been drinking too much grog this morning, but it just seems to me that the powers to be in the Republican Party want Obamacare. They want to act like they're fighting for it, but they really want it to be implemented. Mr. King, Mr. Boehner, Mr. McConnell, and on down the line, which tells me they must have some kind of monetary investments in health care. See, this is what politicians do. They put their money into places and they pass a whole bunch of laws and a whole bunch of this and a whole bunch of that, a contract here and a contract there, and they're all making millions of dollars. That's called insider trading, which you can't do it. I can't do it. Not even that idiot. What the hell was her name? Oh, what the hell? I can't. Her show is terrible. Oh, my God. And this woman is supposed to be, America's homemaker? Martha Stewart. That's her name. Oh, my God. Have you ever seen her show? My God, the woman is terrible. I mean, I really don't have a whole lot of room to talk about when it comes to speaking because I have a broken left-handed tongue and I'm constantly tripping over it. But I don't spit and sputter all frickin' day. I get it out. My God, put a little energy. I mean, she speaks. It's just, I mean, she's boring. 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 And none of her stuff, I mean, I've seen the stuff that she did, and I'm thinking to myself, and I do crafts. And the reason why is because I heard about this Martha Stewart. This was a long time ago, before she got arrested. And I do crafts. I love crafts. I make things all the time. And what my crafts that I make things out of junk. I don't buy anything to make what I make. I make it out of junk. If I got to buy it, it's not worth it. I take garbage. I take what people have thrown away. I find old sticks. I find this. I find that. Whatever I can find, I scrounge. Just when I do a lot of walking and I ride my bike. I've got a very bad back, so I have to constantly – I can't sit for very long, and I can't stand for very long. So I constantly got to keep moving. And half the time, my back is to the point where I can't even walk at all. But when I do, I out there, and I love to create. I love to make things. So anytime that I see some kind of craft show, I'm always watching that. PBS used to have some good stuff on there. I haven't watched PBS in a while. But my crafts come out of my head. They don't come out of what I watch on TV. But I do like to watch a certain things. Every once in a while, you can pick up a trick or two here and there. You can get your own ideas. So I watched her, and I thought, what the hell is this all about? This woman is horrible. I mean, this is boring. Don't give me this America's homemaker. And so when she got arrested, I was like, it didn't bother me a bit. I was like, good. She should have been arrested just for the quality of her show. It was awful. I don't like people when they got a bad show, and because, well, they're in the right party, that they got to be pumped up. Like all these stupid reality shows. There's no quality in that reality TV. Kim Kardashian, that's quality entertainment? She's a bimbo. She's dumber than a box of rocks. What the hell? How do you watch that? What's the matter with you, America? I mean, come on. This, again, it goes with the mindset and the culture. Our mindset is lazy. We don't want to think. We want somebody else to think for me so I can just turn on the television, have my thought of the day, and then I go about my merry way. I don't want anybody telling me how. You can't tell me how to think. You can't micromanage me. I am unmicromanageable, period. I'm me. You can't change me. I don't change for anybody. I don't care who it is. But I'm me. And I'm going to remain me. And you must remain you. You don't have to accept me. You don't like me. You don't want to accept me. Then don't. Go somewhere else. I don't care. You're not going to sweat off of my back. Like I care that you don't like me? I probably don't like you. What do I give a damn? But I'm me, and I'm not about to change me. I don't care what anybody says. I don't take anybody's advice. Well, you should got to say this, and you should do this, and you should do that. Well, you should shut up. Mind your own goddamn business. You mind your business, and I'll mind my business. Together, we'll get along real fine. But the answer to your question, Mr. Boehner, yes, this is a joke. It's not a very funny joke. But it is a joke nevertheless. So now we go to Harry Reid. Who's got an excuse? This is why they need another delay. This is what you get from liberals. You don't get reasons. You get excuses. Excuses are made out of thin air. Okay, sometimes there's reasons for things, and sometimes there's excuses. Reasons are reasons. Excuses are excuses. Excuses to me, as far as I'm concerned, don't count. Excuses don't count. Reasons count. They don't have any reasons. All they have is excuses. And anybody who buys this stuff, how do you believe this stuff? How do you sit there and you listen to a Harry Reid and a Nancy Pelosi and Debbie Dum-Dum Wasserman Schultz? The president, the vice president, Jay Chili Carney, he's an idiot. He's leaving. God only knows who they're going to get next. It doesn't really matter. They're not going to give you any truth. They're just going to give you nothing but spin. I would be a goddamn basket case if I was one of those press reporters, those White House press reporters. I mean, I would. No. Me and John, I guarantee you, me and that Jay Chili Con Carney would never get along. I can tell you that right now. Him and me, I don't think would ever become friends. Because as soon as you lie to me, I'm going to call you on it. I don't care who you are. Man, woman, child, or beast. A lot of my Republican friends don't like the fact that I call them on it. Well, I don't give a damn. If you're going to spin, you're going to lie to me, I'm going to call you on it. You don't like it? Well, then don't lie to me. It's that simple. You don't need to lie anyway. For what? What are you going to gain from a lie? What do you ever gain from a lie? Think about it. Has anybody got anything from a lie? Well, Barack Obama got president. So I guess maybe lying does pay off. Crime does pay. How about that? Well, see, this is a culture in our country. If you lie, you get promoted. If you tell the truth, you either get demoted or you get arrested. Or you get fined. You lose your job. This is our culture now. Culture of lies. Our government is on a foundation of lies. It's not the foundation that our founding fathers put forth. It's what they put forth. The police department, they're on a foundation of lies. Yeah, we have the power to do whatever we want. We've got a gun and a badge. And if we come up to you for any reason, we don't need probable cause. Where's your ID? Ah, boo, 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 boo. Don't move. Stop moving. Stop moving. The guy wasn't moving. Let me tell you something, cops. You don't have that power. You took that power, but you were never given that power. You do not have the power to be judge, jury, and executioner. That is not your power. You do not have. I don't care what's in your stupid cop handbook. I'll roll that son of a bitch up and smoke it. I don't give a damn what's in that stupid handbook of yours. I care about what's in this document right here. It's called the United States Constitution. Maybe you cops should read it. Hey, what goes around comes around in this world. I'm sorry, but it does. Sometimes it takes a little while longer to come around, but when it comes around, It's had time to pick up speed, and when it hits you, kaboom, it hits you. So I'm warning you. I'm warning you cops. I'm warning you liberals. I'm warning all you government officials. All you government agencies. All you little tyrants out there. All you school teachers, school administrators, superintendents. Your comeuppance are coming. So beware. The American people are not going to stand for this any longer. They are not going to stand for this any longer. And you're going to start to see it here pretty soon, especially with all the people out of work. You can only be out of work for so long, and people do get a little grumpy, especially when they haven't eaten in a while, especially when they had a life, and now they don't. They get a little grumpy. So go ahead. Keep tyrannizing the American people. And when they rise up and push you back, what happens? They don't understand. Well, this is what happens to tyrants. This is what happens to bullies. Eventually, somebody's going to rise up to a bully and punch him back in the nose. And then he stops, like with Putin. I'm sorry, but there's nothing this United States can really do right now. We put ourselves into a position where we damn near just gave the keys to Putin. Said, here, there's Crimea. You know where it's at. Just go take it. We don't need it. We don't want it. By the way, here's the keys to the Internet. By the way, see that island over there in New York City? It's called Manhattan. With all those buildings? Yeah, it's a big target there. So anybody who has a nuclear weapon, that's where you want to strike first. Why would he say that? It doesn't make any sense. Where did that come from? Well, I'm more concerned about a nuclear weapon in Manhattan. How about a nuclear weapon in Kansas City? Would you be concerned with that? So if a nuclear weapon blew up Kansas City, I guess that would be okay. You wouldn't be concerned with that. But if it blew up Manhattan, then you'd be worried? I mean, what are you talking about? What does that even mean? What the hell's the matter with this guy? Jesus God Almighty. Let's get moving here. I only got 10 minutes. Oh, my God. I didn't get through anything. But we're going to get through the rest of it tomorrow. But this one's important. This is to the dart ass of the week, Harry Reid. Listen to his excuse. Not a reason, but the excuse why they need another delay. You're going to like this. Go ahead and go.
There's no hiccup or delay. We had
no,
we have
there's no hiccup. There's no delay.
Who tried to sign up and they didn't get through.
They just didn't get through.
Piece on public
radio wonderful piece. Oh, just and wonderful. Connecticut.
Extremely well with healthcare.
Well, extremely well.
Set up a couple of stores.
Yeah, it's a couple of stores.
Come in and get their healthcare. It's worked out
hundreds
well.
Of thousands
and
of people. Yeah.
Listening
yeah.
to that piece
just,
reminds me of why we have extended time.
Yeah.
There are some people who are not like my grandchildren.
Oh, yeah.
Handle everything so easily
just,
on the Internet.
Just can't
and
get on that Internet.
They need a little extra time. It's not.
They need time.
The example they gave is a 63-year-old woman came in. To the
yeah, 63.
I almost got it. Every time I just about got
I just,
it would cut
oh,
me
just,
off.
Just,
we have a lot of people
just
like
trying
this,
to get on there. Internet.
Through no fault of the Internet because people are not educated how to use the Internet.
Just not educated
not
how to use the Internet. Anything. Oh, yeah. Just not educated to use the Internet. Well, I guess they can go to Nevada and get one of those criminal navigators. They can sign up for Obamacare then. Isn't that right, Mr. Reid? Well, what the hell was this guy talking about? People can't get on the Internet? Hundreds of thousands of people. Wait a minute. Whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Yeah, you see the contradiction here? We got 50 million people that don't have insurance. So we built a website for $677 million and got 3 years to do it, and we still haven't completed it yet, and it's still insecure. But we only built it so we can handle 7 million, but the 90% of those 7 million, probably a lot more than that, already had insurance, but they lost it because they didn't have abortion care. So now they're claiming 5 million, which they don't have 5 million. There's probably maybe, I don't know the exact number, but anybody who has to pay for it out of their own pocket with no subsidies, nobody knows you got insurance. It's ridiculous. And now they're only concerned with hundreds of thousands? What about millions? Now they're down to 100,000 people didn't sign up for Obamacare, so we got to give another delay for 100,000 people. How about the 50 million people that don't have insurance? Well, it's because they don't have a job. Instead of opening up the oil industry again and the coal industry and all these other industries and working on actually trying to get away from from natural resources, like gas and oil and all that. Work on something. Maybe you can give somebody a job there. But no, we just get the EPA. They just make a policy. Okay, technology is now this, and this is how you have to do it. And if your coal plant puts out this much smoke, well, then you're going to be fined this, 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 and this, and this, and we're going to shut you down. So instead of trying to get these 50 million people into a job so they can get health insurance, no. We take all the millions of people who have insurance and we put them into this new health care because they don't have abortion care. And that's important. Abortions are important. You must have an abortion. You're not a real woman until you've had your first abortion. That's the way it is. Look, I don't care about abortion. You can believe in it or disbelieve in it. But the point is, healthcare should not have been overhauled. The greatest healthcare system in the world should not have been overhauled for the purpose of abortion. That's my point. You want to have an abortion? Go, fine. Scrape your vagina all you want to. I really don't care. It's settled law, damn it. But the greatest healthcare system in the world should not have been overhauled simply just for abortion. That's my point. And that's where I'm coming from. And Harry Reid, please shut up. I'm sorry, kid, but you're just a babbling idiot.
There's so many hundreds of thousands of people. They try to get on, and you know they're not like my grandchildren. You can just get on the internet and just sign up, and it's so stressful for them. And they really want Obamacare because they really like it. That's what they tell me.
No, they don't want it. The reason why no one's signing on to it is because they don't want it, Mr. Reid. They do not want it, Mr. Obama. They do not want your health care. That's why they're not signing on. Even the youngins don't want it. The youngins don't want it. The elderly don't want it. Nobody wants it. And if you have a pre-existing condition, you don't want it because you can't not only cannot afford it, but you don't get the necessary treatment to fix your disease. But you can get an abortion. You can't get rid of your cancer with chemotherapy, but you can get an abortion. And you wonder why people aren't signing up for this crap. Gee, I wonder why. Good God. Ah! Oh, I swear to God, I knew I was going to lose it today. I got to stop letting these people get me. Why should I have to get myself all stressed out? Give myself a goddamn heart attack for these people. Well, because I care. I'm one of those guys. I'm a passionate guy. And when I'm passionate about something, yeah, I do feel it. I speak from the heart, man. I speak how I feel. Now, if you don't like it that I scream and I cuss and I get a little excited, well, there's much I can do about it. Because I'm me. I can't change me. There's nothing I can do about me. I didn't invent me. I just know how I am. I had nothing to do with me. It wasn't my fault that I was born. I was resting comfortably deep inside a testicle. I had no idea what was going next. Next thing you know, I get sucked out and smacked up against an egg. 9 months later, bada boom, bada bing, here I am. I had nothing to do with it. And I didn't invent me. I didn't make me. I just know who I am. I'm a very passionate man. And this kind of stuff irritates me. So yeah. I'm going to get a little vocal. I'm going to get a little excited. I think we all need to get a little excited and all a little vocal. We've been patient too long. We've been civil too long. And what has happened? 91.5 million people out of work. Nobody's got health care. Four of our American brothers were brutally murdered and raped in Benghazi. Fast and furious. IRS, we now have the government targeting their political foes. Now, if that doesn't go directly against the whole purpose for our country, going to war with the British, not once but twice, to keep our freedom. Took us several years to draft this Constitution and then to get it completely ratified. What is the point of having this document if we're not going to use it? Well, I believe in this Constitution. I'm not going to be, I will not apologize for saying that I believe in this Constitution, that I expect my government to follow this Constitution to the letter. If you read it, if you can understand it, you will understand why our government must, not should, but must follow it. It's for your protection. It's for their protection. It's for our protection. It's for the country's protection. Our solvency, our sovereignty, our way of life, our quality of life. That's what that document's for. Freedom is very precious. Freedom is very special to people. It's very special to me. And when people start taking it away from me, yeah, I do tend to get a little uppity real quick, real quick. And I do speak from the heart, which means you're going to hear some things that you may not like, but I'm still going to be telling you the truth. That's just who I am. I'm genuine. I don't know how to lie, because every time I do, I get caught. I'm the worst liar in the world. I just can't do it. I still try time to time, but I still fail, and fail miserably. And we are running dangerously close to being out of time. I want to thank everybody for listening here today. Vito, my good friend, Vito Esposito, Mamma Mia, No Sharia. Thanks for listening, my friend. We will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Goodbye, everybody.